Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Hey, Representative, welcome in. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Dom.
Well, you were definitely recommended to us. You sit on the board. What were you trying to do during the meeting on Friday? What can you tell us?
So I sit on the PIAA Oversight Committee.
Okay.
So that's a little bit different than the board that was voting on Friday. Of course, we followed that very closely. But the board I sit on, the PIAA Oversight Committee, is a bipartisan board with three House members and three Senate members.
Okay.
Two from the majority, one from the minority. It's a bipartisan group. And obviously, we're pretty involved in this process at this point.
So what were you guys proposing? Because to me, this is playing right into Governor Wolf's hands. No matter what, kick it down the field. It just puts everybody in limbo after all these preparations and then having to refigure and all that. What metric, what can they possibly show him in 2 weeks indicates that he'll let up on this?
Yeah, so you know what? I think the PIAA is looking to us, the General Assembly, for some better guidance. And look, I appreciate the fact that they didn't bow down to the governor and the Secretary of Health on this issue. I think the PIAA understands that it's important to get these kids back to some sense of normal. They should be back at school as much as possible, and they should be involved in as many sports and extracurricular activities as they can be. So I appreciate the PIAA giving us 2 weeks to start working on some things. And one of the items that we're working on is we want to introduce a bill here, probably if not today, tomorrow, once we're done with the co-sponsor memo, that would say, look, you have trusted, Governor, these professionals in our school districts, our school board members, our superintendents, our administrators and our teachers and our coaches, to come up with a plan on how to get back to school safely. Sports should be no different. Every district's different. What works in Philly doesn't necessarily work in Pittsburgh. A one-size-fits-all doesn't work here. So what we're going to talk about is giving the choice to our local districts and how to return to fall sports and fall activities.
Okay, fair enough. Now, is there Democrat buy-in? Here's why I'm asking. There wasn't before. It took forever, Mike, to get some of them to come on board. But this sports thing seems to have hit a trigger to me here in Philadelphia that I'm surprised. In other words, people are not dismissing it and going, well, that's just sports. We're in the middle of an epidemic. Shut up. It seems like even some Democrats making noise that they want sports if possible.
Yeah, I think so. I've heard from some folks that are, this is not a partisan issue at this point. And look, the governor says right now these are recommendations. I'm going to be blunt. I don't trust that they'll stay recommendations from his administration. We've gone down this road before with him over the last several months. So from my perspective, okay, Governor, you're saying these are recommendations. You're going to leave it to the individual school districts. You're going to leave it to the PIAA. No problem. Let's pass a piece of legislation to codify that in law. I think we will have the votes in the House. I'm very confident we'd have the votes in the House. I think the Senate's going to take a real good, strong look at it. I've started having conversations with them. And then we put it on the governor's desk. There'd be no reason for him to veto it. But if he does veto that bill, I think we need to immediately bring it up for a veto override, which would require, as you know, two-thirds vote in the House and the Senate, mm-hmm. which, of course, would need some Democrats to have support for that to get it overridden. But I got to tell you, I think we could get it done. I really do.
Well, you know what? That in and of itself would be a triumph. Finally, to bring the heel just and Mike Reese, Representative Mike Reese, for the governor just to say this cavalierly, then walk off the stage. No commentary, no questions, no back and forth. Why? What are the metrics and all that? This is how he operates.
Yeah. I mean, it's look. I mean, listen, we've seen this before. He'll make sort of almost an offhanded comment about something, and then he'll kind of double down on it. And before you know it, he's acting like it's the law. And so that's the concern to me. And look, I'm a dad. I have three kids. All three of them are involved in athletics and extracurricular activities. I think it's very short-sighted to not understand the actual impact on kids and not returning to school at some level of normal and not allowing them to participate in extracurricular activities. I'm going to tell you, I mean, look, I get that there's an issue with COVID-19. I think everybody understands that. I understand that we have to be safe. We have to be cautious. I understand that it might not be exactly what it would be in a traditional year. I understand that. I think everybody does. But we have to understand, if we don't get these kids back to some sense of normal, we're going to see increase in depression, drug abuse, alcohol abuse. Unfortunately, we see suicide rates going up, overdose rates going up. Bad things are going to happen. We have to get them back to some level of normal.
Right, and I would ask then, too, I have to see what you're doing in gym classes. How much safer or different is that than, say, girls' field hockey or soccer or something else like that? I don't think you could distinguish the two.
No, I don't think so. And look, I mean, you know, again, okay, so we, you know, folks will go out and they'll shop at Walmart and they'll shop at Lowe's. They'll go and look, I know I do it. That's important. It's an important part of our economy and how we interact with each other and how we survive. Well, look, those are considered essential services, right? And the governor said those are essential services. Well, so are these things. These are essential to our youth. Are we really going to be the first generation that we don't put our kids first? That's just, it's not okay for me.
So, Mike Reese, you're telling us you think by tomorrow then the House will have voted on this and it will pass, and then the Senate sometime this week probably?
No, I'm sorry. I don't think we'll be voting it tomorrow. I think we'll be introducing the bill.
Okay.
I literally just had the bill drafted last week. We circulated the co-sponsor on Friday. So obviously I'm leaving it out there for a few days for co-sponsors. I plan on introducing the bill either later today or tomorrow morning. And then obviously as soon as we're back in, we've had great conversations with the Speaker of the House, Brian Cutler, and of course the Majority Leader, Kerry Benninghoff, and they are both very much on board and very supportive. They're a great leadership team. So I have every confidence we'll be taking a look at this legislation in the very near future. But timing is critical. Obviously, you know, we've got 2 weeks here to show the PIAA that we're serious about trying to help them find a way to get kids back to sports in a safe way. And look, hey Don, I'm going to throw it out there. You know, I had a conversation with one of my old college roommates, a teammate that I played football with over at Duquesne in Pittsburgh, and you know, we were talking about football. You know, football's a little bit different, right? It's a close contact sport. You know, we've got to come up with some ways to make it safer if we can for folks that are a little bit nervous about it. But you know, this idea that hey, we can't golf. Like, all fall sports should be canceled, including golf. Like, walk me through the logic on that. That doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. What would you do with football, though? I mean, I think the roughest sport for this, my sport is basketball, not football. Basketball is the hardest because the contact there is constant, touching, feeling your man, the whole thing. Football, even, I see as a little bit less, a number of plays and all that. What would they be talking about doing in football to make it safer?
Yeah, you know, one of the things that we're talking about is, I mean, what would it look like to have face shields underneath the face mask? Something as simple as that. Whenever the linemen are going nose to nose and they're in that pile and they're grinding it out, you know, it's a very physical game, close contact game. It's a full contact sport. You know, is there a way to have some sort of shield? You know, that's a conversation we have to have with the PIAA and some other folks to see if that's possible. But again, you know, just like you mentioned basketball. Basketball's, you know, another sport that we've got to take a look at. Wrestling. You know, obviously it'd be great if we have treatment and some sort of vaccine in place by the time those sports start to kick off. I don't know that that's possible. But I guess my approach is, hey, look, let's let these local officials take a look at their individual situation.
Exactly.
And for goodness sakes, you know, like, don't just shut every sport down, every extracurricular activity down across the board just because, you know, you think that might be the right approach. It doesn't work. And listen, you know, some people will hear, oh, well, you know, Mike's just pushing football or soccer, or, you know. No, listen, this is about the band members. you know, there are a lot of band members that they work very, very, very hard for those opportunities to go out and play on that field. And their parents want to see it. Their neighbors want to see it. And the cheerleaders, they're, you know, my youngest daughter, she's 10. She is a cheerleader. That's what she wants to do. My son plays football and baseball. My oldest daughter, she's a softball player. But, you know, my daughter, my youngest daughter, Claire, she loves cheerleading. Like, are we really going to take those opportunities away from these kids? It doesn't make sense to me.
Absolutely. My producer wants to know, are you related to Merle Reese?
No.
Okay.
No related.
We had to ask. Hey, Mike, please come back again once this starts churning in Harrisburg and we get something going.
Will do. Dom, thanks for having me on.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!